Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The switch is on.
The switch is on. To Star 94.1.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Melissa reached out to Jen with a bit of a dilemma.
She's been dating this guy for a couple of weeks, and he invites her to karaoke. And she goes, and he's terrible. But he thinks he's great. Everybody in his life keeps telling him he's a great singer. She's like, do I burst his bubble and tell him the truth or not? And we're like, well, we got to hear this first. So we invited her to karaoke this past Saturday night for the second time. And she went and recorded him. So we're going to hear exactly how he did coming up later on in the show. But we wanted to introduce you to Melissa and so you could hear the whole story between the two of them.
And this is doubly awkward because it started out as a friend. He was in the friend zone.
I forgot about that part.
And then he manned up and he asked her out. And this is like one of their first dates. His parents were there. All of his friends were there. It was like karaoke is like a big deal to this dude because... because he thinks he's so good.
He's got a future and singing for a living.
So Melissa and him get to the bar, settle in, and we'll let Melissa tell you from here.
He's the first one that gets called up for karaoke. He sings a very well-known song. Everybody needs a little bit of Garth Brooks in their life.
Okay.
So he calls, like he goes, he sings, he opens his mouth. And I don't know if he's tone deaf or what, but he is way off key.
Oh.
Just horrible.
There is no way to describe it other than a my best friend's wedding moment. When she goes in to do karaoke, she is nowhere near the tone of the song, nowhere near anything. I mean, it's a bless your heart moment.
For his ego's sake, do you just pretend like he was a good singer?
I look around. People are giving him a thumbs up. People are just being so into it. And I'm sitting here like, I need another drink. So I go up to the bar, get another drink. He comes down and he was like, how do you think I did? And I simply say, that was a great song choice.
You must think this is an entire joke. You're like, he's horrible. Why are they telling him to keep going?
These are the people that end up on American Idol. These are the William Hungs of the world.
We always ask the question on American Idol, who gets to in front of the judges and who gets to perform when they're terrible? Like, who are those people? And those are people like this guy who are awful.
But well, everybody, that's what she says. That's
everybody,
her opinion.
Everybody in their life says, oh, you're great. Definitely go down and sing for the American Idol. Definitely try to get on The Voice.
Too many yes people in their life.
Yeah, sometimes you just need harsh reality. So she did film him. We have a short clip. We're going to play it. It's definitely worth listening. So we had a conversation with Melissa last week, who is in a relationship, a new relationship, with a guy who broke out of the friend zone and is now a man that she's dating. And one of their first dates was to a karaoke bar.
Well, he was singing his heart out at that karaoke bar and also told her how into singing he was. His friends were there supporting him. He was a regular. Everybody at the bar was like, yeah, man, you go for it. You're awesome. And then she heard him sing and she told us it was horrible.
Not so awesome.
So she was trying to figure out if this weekend when she went out with him, was she going to be honest with him, tell him the truth? Should she even go on another date to the karaoke bar? She was kind of embarrassed to be with him. He sang so bad. And we were like, no. Just go with it. Go and record him because we wanted to hear, was he really that bad or was she just being harsh?
And she sent us a clip, a short clip. It's only about 20 seconds long, Jen, and you have not heard this yet, right?
Well, she sent it to me, but I wanted to hear it for the first time on the air. So I only heard the very beginning clip of it. I heard his first couple of words, and I gotta say, I didn't think it was that bad.
Okay.
The first couple of words. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna hear it for the first time on the show tomorrow. I'm gonna just send this along. We'll pull the audio, but I won't listen.
Now, we have it loaded in the system, so I'll play it for you here in a sec, Jen. The question is, do we put this up like on the Facebook page and let people give feedback, or is that too harsh?
Oh, feedback on the singing or feedback on whether she should go out with him or not? What are we asking
the,
for?
Well, the going out with him is not the issue. The issue is she honest with him about the singing? So we need a collective, that's an acceptable karaoke sing.
Okay.
Or,
Yeah, I think we could definitely do that.
Okay. So this is him. We don't even know his name. We don't even want to know his name. And she sent us a video, and we're not going to post the video. Like, this is just...
Just post the audio.
Just the audio.
We don't want to embarrass this guy.
Yeah,
so... He really loves his singing career.
He definitely has a go-to artist, because this is another Garth Brooks song.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Jim. I'm going to try to read your face.
Okay.
And that's where their robot harmonizers come in from the characters.
Oh my gosh. Well, she even emailed me. She said he practiced all week for that. Even practicing all week. You'd think he'd bring it a little bit more confidently. Oh, she's right. That's terrible. You think we could do better than that?
No. Hey, Jen, do you need to remember this?
I'm only one call away. I'll be
there. I don't know who's worse.
So the answer's I am. But I'm also not at a karaoke bar, right, trying to sing to the whole crowd and trying
to get
in. Oh,
right, you're only on the radio.
But I'm doing it as a joke. I know it's bad. That's the problem with him.
He
thinks it's great.
You're right.
And he's got friends who think it's great, and he's got parents who think it's great.
I don't know.
It's not great, right?
I don't know if she should just be honest with him or if she should go the other direction. I guess it's how good of friends they are, how much she wants to keep dating him. But if she keeps dating him, she's got to be honest.
You have to.
Oh, boy, can't sing.
Is it any different than starting to date somebody and going, hey, you're a terrible dresser? Or...
I think totally different. More pride attached to singing, I would imagine.
Okay. All right.
Guys are pretty amicable when you want to change their outfit, but change what they want to do for their life is their passion. That might be a little more harsh.
Got it. Okay.
Let's put it up on Facebook.
And everybody will agree with Jen.
We'll see. Poor guy. Now I feel kind of bad for laughing at him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.